Well, we have arrived at the 2016 Burley Horse Trials, and of course the honour of being the first interviewee goes to the legend that is Peachy Belts and our very own
Zoe Gibson. So good morning to you.
Zoe, good to connect with you as ever. I'm always impressed with the range of belts and material you've actually got here. So talk us through this fantastic potpourri of belt-wearing material you've got here.
Indeed. Well, we have a lovely selection of detachable buckle belts, and we have our new winter range on display here at Burley, as well as a few very good deals on our sale items, which are the end of our summer range. So lots of appropriate belts and buckles. Luckily had Pippa Funnel doing the trot up on Wednesday in a belt and buckle, and many of the riders do wear them. So all here to come and see and try on.
And as ever, the range always astounds me. From your own perspective, how has the season been? I mean, here we are, say, beginning to enter into the autumn, and of course the mists have sort of descended this morning. So how's it been this year?
Very good indeed. We've just launched our new brochure, and with all of our exciting new colours of belts and new buckle styles for winter, we're kicking off well with a busy season ahead, hopefully, with everyone sorting out their Christmas presents.
So where can people find Peachy Belts? Obviously you can go online to sort the material out there, but will you be at the Horse of the Year show?
We won't be at Horse of the Year show. We'll be at Spirit of Christmas, Mary Howard, Cheltenham in November, and many other events that we have on our website at Peachy Belts.co.uk, or come and see us here at Burley.
Absolutely. Now, do you get a chance to actually check out the activities yourself? Because obviously it's dressage day today. And then I noticed you've got a little team of assistants and helpers, which, because normally it's just your good self, Zoe, but have you got a chance to actually sort of check out the rest of the activities here?
Well, I always look at the scoreboard on my way in to see how local people are doing. And I generally hear from customers how stuff is going outside. So we keep abreast as to what's going on, because that obviously interests me hugely.
And in terms of obviously the looking forward to 2017, I know plans will be afoot for that. Already working on designs?
Very much so, yes. Working on our new spring range for next March, and then getting ready to launch that for the Cheltenham Festival. So yes, always looking ahead and working on new ideas.
And that, Zoe, is why you rightly deserve being our first official interviewee of the International Horse Trials here, Land Rover International Horse Trials at Burley.
Fantastic. Very nice to speak with you.
As we continue our little portfolio of wandering, and it's just a solo post at this particular routine because sadly Katie Dorr couldn't actually make it. She's snowed under with various other work. But the legend that is Charles from Dubarry is back with us. Charles, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much, and how lovely to see you. Good morning.
Well, likewise. Now, Charles, it has to be said, controversial question to open with, and I'll appreciate it if you want to say, no, I can't possibly talk about that. But earlier this year, we inquired as to your absence at Bramham. We heard that there was an incident at Bramham with respect to over-partying. Any comments on that whatsoever?
There has been in the past an incident or two.
You can keep it there if you want.
But I would rather keep it there if that's all right.
That's perfectly okay. I mean, I knew you'd be able to handle that, but I thought we'd work through it. Once again, you've outdone yourself here at Burley. You've got a squad of wonderful Dubarry-clad folk, etc. Talk us through this wonderful sort of stand you've got here.
It's our biggest stand that we roll out in the world, and Burley is our biggest event in the world too. There's 24 of us, and we're pretty full on all day.
And how do you motivate them, Charles? I mean, what's the official? Because I mean, obviously you are effectively the team manager. You are the sort of person who basically keeps the ball in order. We appreciate that. What's the motivatory factor?
A lot of Rioja in the evenings.
I'll go with that. I won't ask you to name them because we'd be here for quite some considerable period of time. But here we are, day two, obviously, of the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials. Thoughts so far, how's it been?
Yesterday was a fantastic day. The weather was absolutely perfect. It wasn't too warm, but it was a beautiful day for wandering around. And it turned into one of the biggest shopping days that we've had for many years at a Burley Horse Trials on Thursday.
Well, we've said it before, but actually this is where, if you're looking for that contemporary, bespoke, wonderful designer outfit, it's really here as opposed to the high street that you should make a beeline for.
I think so. I mean, the great thing about here is there's a lot of brands that don't have a high street presence or or a presence in any street. So you find some fairly unique things here that are unique to the show circuit in Britain.
I'm just having a look around to see. Oh, yes, I see that the traditional water trough is actually out there. I thought for a moment, no, Burley without the Dubarry water trough, it just wouldn't be there at all.
No, it is there. I got out of it yesterday, and because the sun was out, someone actually tripped over it. Which of course isn't what we're hoping for, because it's green. So I've had to highlight it.
just for the benefit, obviously health and safety important from that perspective, it's really to design how perfect the waterproofing is with respect to the Debarry boots, I believe.
Absolutely. It's our USP is we sell leather waterproof products using Gore-Tex, and I stand in a bucket of water just to show that and reflect that.
Yes, I say, I think the first time we saw it, we thought, I couldn't believe it. I'm actually looking at the bar now, and I'm seeing a diver's helmet as well from that point of view. You're not expecting global warming to reach that stage, surely.
Well, it's in case I fall into my bucket.
Yeah, it's a stage. Charles, one thing I've always been keen to actually ask, you know, I sort of work through this, et cetera, because we've had various other activities, but do you have a particularly favourite stock item that you actually sort of think, yeah, actually that's my particularly personal favourite? Now, I can appreciate it. It's a bit like asking an author to choose between their favourite books, a parent to choose between their favourite children, but are you more a jacket man, a boot man? You know, where would you actually say, from a personal point of view, you'd say, actually, I've always had a sneaking fancy for...
I'm rather keen on the ladies' skirts.
Steady.
No, we've got some wonderful new products for men, and some lovely new driving shoes, and some new jackets for the autumn winter as well.
Yeah. So, looking at the year, I mean, does the design for start 2017 presumably it's already started? I mean, you're already planning ahead to 2017 and presumably 2018 as well.
That's correct. Yeah, we plan 2 years in advance. Yeah.
So, looking towards that, clearly Burley without Debarry, it's like Burley without Land Rover, to be honest, and other sort of routines. Where are you heading off to after this?
We leave here on Monday night after packing down, and we go straight to Blenheim Horse Trials in Woodstock.
Well, I will think of you there, because I'm off to Cardiff, to the University of South Wales, to examine a PhD candidate, so it'll all work in its own routine. And once again, Charles, a delight. Quick plug for the website for Debarry. Just use search engine to find Debarry.
Absolutely, just Debarry, and it's debarry.com.
And congratulations for coping with this interview, media demands this early in the morning. Well done.
No, it's lovely to see you again, as always.
So we've moved on from Charles at Debarry, and clearly the notion of horses and Burley are, well, inextricably linked, and the rocking horse aspect with the Rocking Horse Restorer is where we are now, with presumably the awesome Mark DJ.
That's me, yes.
Got to sort of comment on DJ. Have you ever sort of wanted to do the turntables? Do
no,
you work?
Not at all. No, it's just my middle name, which is Desmond.
That's perfectly okay. Because I'm sure there are listeners who would turn around and say, surely you can't be doing that. A radio interview with Mark DJ? Surely not.
No, you're not.
Excellent. Now, looking at the range that we've actually got here, I mean, the quality just stands out right for the time. I'm looking at a rocky horse that's named Cornflower, 115 years old, and still looking as good as it presumably was when it was made in, actually, yes, the last century. I was going to say, I was thinking, was it 19th century, but no, still in the 20th century.
Yes, it dates from around about 1900. In incredibly excellent condition. I've had to do a little bit of work on it, but it's more than strong enough to be used every single day, you know, by children, or just admired it almost as a work of art.
Well, that's the thing that certainly strikes me. I mean, obviously, we've got the wonderful exhibits of James Gillick and lots of other sort of artists around the whole place, but what you've got here in this wonderful stand is a whole range of literally living works of art. I mean, you know, it would almost seem a shame for a child to get on their backs, really.
No, you see, although most of these horses are in excess of 100 years old, they're more than strong enough to be used every single day, you know. I look at them and think, well, you know, they're almost a work of art, a piece of sculpture, but also a practical toy.
So you don't get quite the same sort of tangibility with a PlayStation or a virtual rocking horse, do you?
Oh, no. These are really tactile items. You know, they're items of beauty.
Mark, what was it that kind of appealed to your good self in terms of restoring these aspects? Because, I mean, I suspect very much a labour of love, but talk to us about your own pathway.
I left school at 16 and went into a fine art restorer's studio and spent 8 years with him, hands-on apprenticeship, if you like. After I'd done 8 years, I thought, well, it's time to branch out on my own. And, started to sort of do restoration on rocking horses, and also I'm a carver and gilder, so I do gold leaf work as well. So, but the two crafts, they mesh quite well, they're quite allied. So, that was 25 years ago now.
Quarter of a century. And how far have you come to actually get to Burley today?
How far have I come?
Well, yes, I mean, in terms of getting the stock in, because I'm conscious of this.
Well, I'm based in Bury St Edmunds, Suffolk. Really, I'm quite lucky. It's only a 2-hour drive down the road. I've been exhibiting at Burley for, this is the 5th year. Fantastic show. Made a lot of good friends here. Repeat clients as well, coming onto the stand each year.
And I can't believe we haven't actually contacted you before. I was trying to wonder whether we had been in touch with your good self. I know Rachel Warren, one of our contributors, is actually based in Bury St Edmunds, but the connection continues. Do you have a favourite of the selection you've actually got here? Is the one that you sort of think, that's the one that ultimately I say was good?
I suppose, to be honest, it's this little tiny horse behind you here. It's the smallest horse.
Called Burley.
Yes. It's the smallest horse that a company called G&J Lines, they were based in London. It's the smallest horse in their range. So not that many of them were sold because of being so small. A parent...
tiny jockey, exactly. Or indeed a baby.
Yes, a parent would always sort of maybe advise the child, we'll go for a couple of sizes bigger so you don't grow out of them. That is an absolute miniature horse and quite rare, actually. You don't see many of them.
I think probably Spike, our mascot, will probably sort of have a little photo shoot from that perspective. So where do you actually go from here, Mark, in terms of, is this sort of one of many shows that you actually do, or is it a case of no back to Bury St Edmunds shortly?
Well, basically, Burley's my biggest show. It's a 4-day show. I just do a couple of other shows, maybe 2-day show. I usually do possibly the Suffolk show. This year I've done Hadley show, which is in Suffolk. I try not to do too many shows because the more time I'm out exhibiting, the less time I have to be in the workshop actually doing the work. So I do about 2 or 3 shows a year, but Burley is the number one show.
And is there a website or an online area in which people can reach you via the internet?
Yes. My website is www.therockinghorserestorer.webs.com.
There are certain items which are absolutely essential, and covering the Land Rover Burley horse trials without James Gillick, inconceivable. James, good to see you as ever.
Nice to see you again, Alex.
And you've also brought 2 wonderful souls along as well, who I believe are also twins.
No, they're not twins.
They're not twins.
They look like twins,
don't
they?
Twins.
Especially today. Cecily and Pierre, my eldest and second eldest girls.
Yeah. Okay, hello Cecily.
Hello.
And hello Pierre.
Hello.
Fantastic, great. So, obviously, sort of working through the process. Now, James, talk us through what you've actually... Because you've had a very busy year.
I've had a very, very busy year. And what we have this year at Burley is the paintings that have come out of the exhibition that I had in Mayfair at the Sladmore Gallery. For the delectation of the Burley visitor, many more horse paintings than I normally provide, so...
Well, this was something which, sadly, we weren't able to actually attend the earlier sort of exhibition. But once again, the standards and the quality. How do you continue to improve, James? I mean, you just think, no, he can't possibly raise that bar any further, and yet you have.
I just work harder. I found a month in the year which nobody else knows about.
Without you see time travelling. This is wondrous from that sort of perspective. Now, you actually have a little wander around yourself this morning. What are your thoughts on the 2016 Burley?
It's a little cooler than it was last year. There's been a little bit of jigging around in the trade stands, but the competition with the horses is still as good as ever. So this is the Friday, the second day of dressage, and the competition is hotting up, and as that happens, then the show gets more and more excited, and the people walking around, sort of, their sense of excitement gets elevated. So it's the same Burley as it ever was.
I think it's a slight sort of change because they've changed the registration process and the press area. I think I confused one of the fine souls there when I said, do we not have to physically sign in? No, it's all on computer. And she couldn't quite handle this notion of somebody who was actually offering to sign in physically with a pen. It just seemed to just be mind-blowing.
There's been some administrative changes in many different areas, which a few people are trying to get their heads around. But one thing that is absolutely certain about Burley this year is that a lot of other shows are falling away, the big country shows, and Burley still stands exactly as it always did, which means that in comparative terms it's standing higher than it ever was. By comparison with a lot of others, it's a splendid, splendid show to come to.
Absolutely right. I mean, the two major shows that we do cover, of course, the Great Yorkshire Show and the Lincolnshire Show, one of the aspects that is consistently put forward by Nigel Pulling and indeed Jane Southall is that the core is absolutely essential to be maintained, but you can evolve rather than devolve. And I think sometimes, maybe this is just a personal opinion, but sometimes some of the other shows that haven't been successful, although you could actually say that the biggest casualty in recent years was the Royal Show, which went, maybe they've lost touch with the kind of core audience.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what these kind of exhibitions and shows and sporting events demonstrate is that it's takes a long time, 20, 30 years to develop a huge following, a clientele. It takes 2 years to destroy it. And that has happened quite a lot recently in various shows, the CLF Fair, the CLA Game Fair.
Well, the CLA Game Fair, which I think we might have connected with your good self in previous years, etc. That was, again, a sad demise. Of course, looking towards the way that the system sort of manifests itself, 1961 was when Burley started from that perspective, and here we are 55 years later, still thriving, which really kind of echoes what you've just said.
Yeah, it's like a great football team. There's been very few people managing at the top. There's been a long sense of continuity with the management staff, and they've done a very, very good job in maintaining quality. So, yeah, privileged to be here as ever.
I have to say, again, looking at the horses, I was having a look at the new Mark Phillips course design this year, and after that initial opening legacy fence that they actually jump, which is, okay, reasonable, some of the others, I wouldn't like to be either a rider or a horse to sort of travel through some of those areas. Outrageous.
Yeah, as ever, difficult, punishing. Yeah, splendid, splendid horses here.
So, James, in terms of developing further material from that sort of point of view, last year, obviously, very excited about the London exhibition. What sort of plans are coming up for 2017? What's the initial sort of prognosis?
2017 is another solo show of still lifes in Chelsea in London at the Park Walk Gallery, and I've also been 7 months negotiating an absolutely colossal project with a private patron who is funding a colossal public project, which will... Yeah, have huge ramifications if it all comes to pass. But
well, I'm sure it will, James. We're sending positive vibes from both Sion and South Side from that point of view already. But let's hopefully make a commitment now that we will at least touch base with you in London in 2017, as well as obviously our usual annual report from the Land Rover Burley Trials.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Thank you very, very much.
We're just talking with James Gillick, obviously, about how Burley evolves and changes around, etc. But that doesn't mean to say that it actually remains in a statics mode. And we're delighted now to welcome a new exhibitor to Burley and indeed an outstanding stand once again. I'm surprised, actually, this wasn't... I'm sure it was in the running for best stand of the whole scenario here. The stand, of course, is...
Seven Boot Lane.
Seven Boot Lane in Burley. And we're now speaking to...
Mays Edwards.
Mays, talk to us about what clearly is a cornucopia of boot material.
Well, we are a relatively new brand. We've been going for about 3 years. We're based in Wells in Somerset. All our boots and shoes are handcrafted and hand-finished, and they're made in Spain, in Elche, in Alicante. And we have a beautiful collection, a beautiful mixture of different styles. This is our new autumn-winter collection. Lots of ankle boots and mid-calf length boots, along with some beautiful fur-lined boots. And we're very excited to be here at Burley. This is our first time. We had a fantastic day yesterday, really wonderful reception. The people have been amazing, and we're just delighted to be here.
Clearly, the importance of good footwear can never be underestimated. And in terms of actually the balance of sensible but stylish, those are the two S's that immediately spring to mind when I'm just casting my eye over what you've got here.
I mean, we like to think that there's something for everybody, but certainly, being comfortable is really, really important, but you also want to look great, and women love boots.
Well, there you go. And obviously, it is primarily a women-based thing, so sadly, my co-presenters aren't around from that point of view. Any chance of branching out in future?
Certainly, definitely. It's something that we'll be thinking about in the future.
And clearly, here we are at the Land Rover Burley Trials. We've also got, of course, the Mitsubishi Badminton Trials as well, from that perspective. Horse of the Year Show. Would you be sort of attending other events like Burley?
We currently attend London Fashion Weekend, and this is our first horse event. Certainly based on the enthusiasm with which we were met yesterday, we would definitely consider doing other events.
And as we are in the 21st century, the usual question is there an online site that people can actually look at as well?
Absolutely. We have we have a great online site, and you can find us at 7bootlane.com. It's fantastic. We're doing really well.
A virtual address as well as a real address, 7 Boot Lane. What inspired you to come up with the title, by the way?
That's a really interesting question. Naming anything is really, really hard, from your business to your child. We wanted to come up with a mythical place A little bit along the lines of maybe Harry Potter's...
I was thinking sort of that was...
Diagon Alley, that kind of thing. And people would say, oh, Seven Boot Lane, where is that? Where is that wonderful mystical place? And that's where all the beautiful boots are made.
Sensational. Absolutely. It's been a genuine pleasure touching base with your good self. And we look forward to following the progress, and I'm sure a hugely successful progress of Seven Boot Lane as the months proceed.
Thank you very much.
There are certain standards that are obviously set, and it's a congratulations that we can offer now to the fabulous team from Neil's Yard Dairy, and we're now talking to...
Jamie Hall.
Jamie, good to connect with you as ever, and I say congratulations because I believe this was an award-winning stand yesterday.
We did, we won the best food stand. We were very happy.
Over the years, whether it's been up at the Great Yorkshire Show or whether it's actually been in Covent Garden, which we haven't actually touched base on, I always felt Neil's Yard destined for greatness.
Well, it's been a good, it's been a very good show, and very, very happy to have won.
And presumably having won that, you now move into Europe, you now move into the world, the global domination for Neil's Yard.
That's the plan.
Talk to us about some of the wonderful things you've got here, because it's always the quality of the cheese that we've obviously got from that point of view. As you expect, we've got Risley, Strawley, Wigmore, Tinsborough. Share with us what sort of specialities you've developed.
So we have taken here the 10 or 12 best cheeses from our maturing caves in London. So we've taken the best showpiece on a road
trip. Covent Garden in Lincolnshire, it's amazing.
It is, and it's the best we have in Lincolnshire for you guys.
Superb. And not, of course, that the Great Yorkshire Show has been shortchanged, because obviously you do positive stuff from that point of view as well, really. It's spreading the word.
Exactly. But this is our favourite show.
So I know this is a bit of a leading question, but were you expecting to win? Did you think you had a chance when the sort of the final thing was announced that you'd picked up the title? Because, I mean, there are some really impressive food stands around here, obviously. I mean, no names, but and this stands out. So some serious competition.
Yeah, and knowing that, we're very happy to have won, and we're very, very grateful for the support and the show organisers. It's okay.
Well, I pass that on. Hopefully, if we get a chance to speak to Liz Inman in a few moments' time. Now, you've got a fabulous dynamic duo currently working with your good self. A little bit shy about sort of holding back from the interviews at this stage, but would you like to give them some name checks?
Yeah, this is Miranda Bum Humphreys, who works with all the events. And in
hello, Miranda. Just quickly come over there.
Oh, hello there.
Excellent. Clearly, Miranda, you're one of the key reasons you actually won, really.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that. It's a big team effort. We have carpenters who do fantastic work building all of our tables and shelves. We've got my colleague Amy, who selected the wonderful cheese. And I think really it's the cheese that makes the stand so beautiful, because, I mean, you don't need much decoration or extra things.
It is what it is, to use a deeply philosophical Wittgensteinian sort of line.
It's true. It's so wonderful to see these cheeses whole. And, I mean, looking at this Lancashire, how could you resist that? We've crumble cut it, so it looks like a craggy cliff face. I mean, it's really quite sculptural.
And Amy's still busily putting up the sign for Applebee's Cheshire, and indeed the classic Lincolnshire poacher. I mean, you couldn't really do a show in Lincoln without a Lincolnshire poacher, could you?
We're not going to let the people down. Would you like to try some?
I might well be tempted. I normally sort of have a taster that sort of assists her from this point of view, but cheese has you persuaded me from that sort of perspective. How did you join the company?
I landed here quite by chance. I'm really lucky. I just wanted something where I could work on my feet, something a bit different, and I love cheese, and that was it, really.
Win-win. And Covent Garden, obviously, to the world, as we're just hearing from that sort of perspective. We keep talking about doing a location report in Covent Garden. We must come down and see you guys, because presumably that is the United Nations of cheese making, really.
It's where we started, so I think it's always going to be quite a special location for us. But you've also got to come down to Bermondsey and see where all the magic really happens with the maturing. We've got these huge railway arches, which are perfect for cheese maturation. They're damp, they're dark. We've got all the facilities we need to make these cheeses delicious. Different humidities, temperatures. We've got a team of people turning the cheeses, washing them, tasting them. It's quite an operation, but I mean, it's worth it to bring people this delicious cheese.
And obviously, we need to sort of have to do a cheesy delivery and all sorts of other bits and pieces. I'm going to try and do this live, so I'll tell you what, I'll swap the microphone. You hold the microphone, okay. And I shall now taste the cheese. So let's see how it's actually going.
All right. I'm seeing a happy face, a happy customer.
Very much so. Absolutely outstanding. And obviously, we're not wanting to talk and chew cheese at the same time. Thumbs up.
Well, very happy. He's one of my favourites, too.
Yeah, very much so. And a quick name to Amy, of course, who's busily doing various other bits and pieces.
Yeah. Amy's unwrapping the Stitchton. She manages this department. So Yeah, she's a pretty important player.
Keeping
here.
Keeping it in order, motivating troops and all that. Now, do you get a chance to see the event itself? Because, I mean, that's what I always feel when you're here, clearly, tomorrow, cross-country, dressage today, and then, of course, the sort of closing thing. You'll be swamped in a few moments' time. So do you get a chance to actually sort of step outside and see some of the action?
Yesterday, we were a little bit distracted with the shopping. We've made our purchases, so I think today, going to go and look at the events. Yeah, I haven't actually seen a horse yet. That's going to be my number one priority on my break.
Always good, particularly at the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials. But once again, congratulations, guys, on picking up Best Award, or the official title is?
You're asking the wrong man. I think it's Food Trader, Best Food Trader.
Neil's Yard are the champions in terms of Food Traders. Many thanks, guys, and hopefully we'll speak again very soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.